Unselected questions will be asked here.
So, in our program here, we want to go over the whole Torah according to the weekly portion, meaning that in a year's time we will go over the entire book and to read verses from it which have a special potential to awaken us and to show us the path, to show us what we have to do. Everything is in the Torah, but there's many layers, many forms it takes. It's a book, there's nothing like it. It's what Moses received. What Moses received in Sinai. And everything is there in the Torah. And so we don't look at it as some kind of journal, the story of some group walking through the desert or before that from the creation of the world, but rather if we understand that in it, the entire plan is hidden, all of the rules and laws of creation. So, as we study these verses, let's think also about our lack. Because other than the lack, we need nothing. The light is in the Torah. So, let us study it in order to draw the reforming light. And so, it's very good, worthwhile to connect to each other more and more, and from our connection to raise man, a lack, where we want to feel ourselves tied together, bound together, for this to become a spiritual lack. And within that lack, to start discovering the upper light, which is called Torah. So, the lack for the Torah and the fulfillment of the Torah, that's what we need. Let's think of this as we study the weekly portion. Meaning that the Creator created the will to receive, and this will to receive wants to enjoy. And in order to reach the purpose of creation, to become like the Creator, on the same degree, the same attainment, feeling, understanding, that is the goal the Creator wants us to reach. For that we need to have the same desire as Him, which is to bestow, as He wants to bestow to us. We need to turn our will to receive, to, in order to bestow to Him, to work in order to bestow to Him. So He bestows upon us and we bestow upon Him. And so we identify with Him, we're in equivalence with Him, we resemble Him. And so we raise ourselves from the degree of the created being, which is how we feel ourselves to be in this world, outside the entire system of connection between us and the Creator, the system of creation. We elevate ourselves from that degree because we're in the degree in which we're in absolute zero. We raise ourselves to the Creator's degree where we're like Him. Eternity, wholeness, and it's all open to us on the condition that we start using our nature, our will to receive, in order to bestow contentment upon Him, and not for ourselves. So, to do that, we need to put a restriction over our will to receive, so that I don't do anything for my own pleasure, but rather all in favor of the Creator, to delight Him, and to the extent that I'm capable of achieving such a transformation on myself, I begin to feel like the Creator, gradually, until I come to a state where He is in that state, and I'm in that state, and it's called my end of correction, my complete correction. And so the whole Torah is there for us to acquire the intention to bestow upon our desires, to bestow upon the Creator. But all these desires, they become revealed gradually. And gradually we learn how we can enjoy them. So, all the work is in the group, through the study. We want to connect in the group in order to begin to bestow upon each other. And instead of the Creator, we don't yet feel Him, understand Him, so we can be mistaken in that. So instead, we want to bestow upon each other in a circle, in the ten. And in the ten, as we try to connect our desires together in mutual bestowal, we aim them towards the Creator. And that's how we come from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. And that is our entire path. And let us hope we succeed. And it all depends on the extent to which we can maintain that intention to succeed in that direction with our desires, and to feel that we're all doing this together, rising together in the
Да, дорогой Раф, на какие желания мы должны сделать сокращение для того, чтобы
Upon which desires do we have to place a restriction on all of them? Or?
We need to make restriction over each and every desire, over my intention to use, to enjoy for myself, and turn it to the intention to bestow through the ten upon the Creator.
This means that in principle, over every desire that appears, I have to place such an intention that first of all, I would like to bestow to the ten.
Yes, because then, certainly if I do this in the ten, if I do this in the ten, it's certain that I'm not lying to myself.
And if I cannot make this restriction, what do I do? If there is such a strong desire that appears and I'm not capable of it?
Ask. Ask the Creator to help you. That's the safest and most simple. If you discover that you can't, instead of crying, instead of being sorrowful, you need to be glad, because the Creator is showing you the truth, that you're incapable of any act of bestowal, that you're truly the egoist which He created. And then you and Him identify with each other in a way. He created you as an egoist, and you discover that you are an egoist, so then turn to Him. It's called, go to the craftsman who made me and ask Him, demand. But for your demand to truly be, to rise above your ego, you need to do it in the ten. Because with respect to the Creator, we can imagine to ourselves all sorts of states, but if you want to bestow upon the friends, well, not actually want, but try. Then it's certain that you're doing this correctly, that you're truly asking for vessels of bestowal, desires to bestow. Try to imagine that you're asking the Creator to be able to love the friends, to love them, just as they are, regardless of who or what they are. You just want to love them. And you ask Him to give you such a feeling, such a desire, such an inclination. And then you will begin to rise above your ego towards Him, towards the Creator. And you never work directly towards the Creator, because you have nothing to give him. He has no lack. His lack is in the created beings. So the more you act in favor of the created beings in order to bestow contentment to the Creator, that is how you reach the purpose of creation. You observe the purpose of creation. So to be, the thing is to be in action towards the created beings and in intention towards the Creator.
I try to act in the direction of the friends. I ask for them and I discover even more desires that are towards other things.
Mister, it's certain to be that way. You'll discover 125 degrees. You'll discover how much you help them, you want to burn them, kill them. How much of the evil inclination we have in us opposite that love and bestowal that we later need to discover. It's absolutely terrible. The person includes within him such terrible desires that it's unimaginable, indescribable. We, in our world, little world, we don't feel any of it. We just have like petty crime and it's nothing. You'll find that there is no pleasure greater than to harm someone else, to see how he suffers, to see how you're in control of him, and it's awful. And it's all there so that from that minus we can come to the plus. It's a great inner war being waged in each one. But without the 10, it's impossible to do it. It's immediately, or if you don't implement this in the 10, you're lying to yourself.
Rav, you said now that a person discovers pleasure in how much he is capable of controlling others. I wanted to ask this for a long time. How do you overcome such things that appear because it is stronger than the person? How do you truly not harm others?
That's why the 10 needs to influence each one, each member of the 10, with good examples. With good examples. How each one wants to be good to the other, how much he wants to connect to everyone, how much he's turning to the rest, towards the rest. We need to see these examples before us. And of course, we don't want to see them to begin with. We don't want to see them until the person starts entering the corrections, some corrections, because it repulses him, it obligates him. And so gradually we begin to appreciate these examples we get from the others, and we want to connect with them and to make an effort together to develop and cultivate between us the forces of bestowal. The forces of bestowal. So much so that we want to harm each other, and we try above that to overcome each one of us and to have good intentions towards each other. So this is unceasing work.
I wanted to ask specifically about this point, because indeed the battle, it's not an equal one. Inside you have a desire that is truly burning, and for the time being the examples, the opposite examples are small. So how can you work correctly with these desires, with this nature that appears in me and is constantly becoming more and more cruel? cruel so that I don't also hide it or ignore it? How do you correct it in the right way?
We must understand that the Creator, He gives us all of these actions, all these situations and conditions. He knows exactly in what way to open this evil inclination up for each one, and what kind of relationships exist between us in the group. And if we try to act on our inclination for our avut, connection, love, mutual support, then it's certain that we exist. Alone, a person is incapable of anything. We need to constantly understand, see, am I in connection inside the ten? Am I implementing this or not? If I am, then I am on the path. If not, inside the ten, an example from the ten, and my addition to that. And that's how it is all the time, between the friends, and the Creator accordingly takes care of us.
Buongiorno Rav. Se noi siamo soltanto un desiderio di ricevere, come possiamo noi acquisire?
Good morning Rav. If we are just a will to receive, how can we acquire a desire to bestow to others, which is truly outside of me?
We can start doing this in an egoistic way, like now, as we are, and the whole world. Talk to people on the street and they'll tell you, am I an egoist? I'm doing good to others. We're not talking about family in general, everywhere. No one will say that he's an egoist. No one will say that about himself, meaning the people don't understand how they use their will to receive. It's hidden from them. We want, as we start working with the wisdom of Kabbalah, by our study, through our connection, the connection between us, we draw the upper light, and it shines on us gradually more and more, and we discover ourselves to be more egoistic than we were before. Before, it didn't appear to us that we're egoistic, but now we discover that it is so. And then, according to that, we need to fulfill ourselves in the ten, and to the extent that we try to create, assemble a circle of love and mutual bestowal in the ten, in that circle, to that extent, we can turn to the Creator and ask for the force of bestowal, the force of love, the force of connection, to ask for the power of avut, and all these things. We need to demand the Creator give us, but where? Inside the ten. Without the ten, it's impossible to ask. And then you'll see how He gives, how He takes care of it. But only if we make the efforts, even if we actually can't do it, but we just attempt to turn to Him from the prayer of many, as we call it, meaning that it's preferable to have a minyan, a group of ten. And then it's certain that we're being tended to by the Creator. So, just to organize ourselves as a ten and turn to Him. And don't worry about it, you'll all feel how you change for the good and for the bad. You will feel more understanding, more this sensation, more of connection, more of the connection, and in parallel, more distance, more disconnection, less understanding. You're more blocked up, and you have a sense and dissense, and accordingly, you start walking on both feet.
Maestro, buongiorno. Spero che la domanda sia in linea con quello che stiamo.
Good morning. I hope the question is related to what we're studying right now. I wanted to ask, we put in an effort. Should we accept the fact that whatever the Creator does, it's correct, it's good? Because I see that what is happening in humanity, it's something that's really bad and I cannot justify it. What is the right relation that I should have in such states?
The Creator always gives us two forms. The form of dat, reason, what we see and feel in our vessel of perception, and we can feel the same in our vessels of bestowal, in faith above reason. Meanwhile, you see, for now you see within reason, and you say, according to my opinion, according to my perceptions, I see the world is in suffering, people are sick, dying of coronavirus. Suddenly, soon you will see hunger, starvation, disease, and climate problems, and then whatnot. And you're correct. You're correct. These things will become more and more apparent in order to push us to come out of reason and to rise to faith above reason. And it will happen that way. So let's, together with you, rise to faith above reason, and you will discover a world that is entirely good, where everyone relate to each other with absolute love and live eternal lives. They suffer of nothing. If you recall, that's what we learned from the article, the revelation and concealment of the Lord. You remember? So what a person sees in his egoistic corporeal eyes and what he sees with his eyes after he corrects himself in order to bestow. It's an opposite world, upside down. And it all depends on how we correct our vessels and how we correct our vessels in order to see the truth. That depends on us. And we will try. Hebrew 10.
Yes, Rav, it's a bit unclear. What does it mean to correct the restriction, the tzimtzum? What is this correction that comes through the observance of the Torah, keeping the Torah?
For how long have you been studying with us? Did you go over the preface and all of those articles?
Yes, I've been studying for 10 years, but I don't quite...
And that's... what you ask, how you ask. All right, so the corruption is that, well, our will to receive is neutral, but it took on the intention only to receive, meaning that it thinks only about itself and is even willing to harm others if it's good for it. So, and the correction is where we invert the will to receive so that it is used with the intention to do good to others. And that's what we need. And when we change that intention of the usage of the will, of the desire, then with that change of intention, we come to see all of reality in the opposite way, inverted way. Us and the whole of reality. And let's try to do that and invert our intention. And how? By participating in the 10 and learning how to act, how I can act in the benefit of the 10, to the benefit of the 10. And if I try to do that, if I make an effort to do that, then I start seeing, through my transformation, I start seeing the whole world differently. It's called how divinity is clothed in all of reality. That's what I gradually discover. And go above our reason.
But, for example, the Creator is not only doing good, he's also meticulous, he's precise. and he's very sharp in the way that he responds. I don't know, you can make a list of such qualities.
You can make a list, but you'll need to write down everything that happens in the world, only with the intention in order to bestow. There's nothing for you to write. Just add to everything you feel, you see, you understand, everything you discovered and what you will discover until the end of this whole process, that it's all only in order to bestow. And there's nothing else besides. And you will get a long list. And after that, you will throw it away. Because there's only, after all, there's only a change of intention here.
So all the qualities are okay, so long as it is in order to do good to the friends, to benefit the friends, if we talk practically.
Correct, nothing but that. Nothing changes. No desire. No desire, no action, nothing. Only the intention in order to bestow. It's called, I've seen an inverted world. It's through the change of the intention, so as to be in favor of others. Act in favor of the friends, to the benefit of the friends, all the time. And by that you change the negative to positive. And that's it.
Other desires that are good for the spiritual path, so we don't need to restrict those.
You don't have any desire that is good for the spiritual path. You're mistaken in thinking that you have good desires, a good intention towards others. You're mistaken.
Well, excuse me, but what about jealousy of the friends, for example, or the desire to be like them?
You will see it as you go on the path, how the envy and everything, doesn't matter what, it's all working in you only for your own selfish benefit. That's the revelation of evil. Yes. And after that comes, and to do good.
Hello, Rav. Thank you for allowing me to ask. From the article, I realized that there are three things here. One is that hatred comes as a gift from the Upper One in order to improve the connection between us. The second thing is that we somehow need to get out of it. And if it doesn't work out, then we ascribe it back to the Creator. As it is said, go to the craftsman that made me. If it happens in the 10, how do you combine it in a way that the friends won't be insulted and also that you want to go up to the next degree?
You need only to turn to the Creator. You need to gather everything that you have inside of you all, complaints, arguments, all that mess, and to understand that this whole package, the Creator made for you, sorted out for you, and you need to turn to Him above this package, for Him to correct it, that's all. Turn to Him for correction, and constantly badger Him like little children, demanding of the parents so that He does it. To be a pest, to constantly demand, to constantly turn to Him, to compel Him, obligate Him.
All
right, maybe we can continue.
Buongiorno, Rab. Come nasce questo timore di non portare contentezza al Borè? Cioè, come facciamo dalla decina a lavorare sempre?
How is this fear born? The fears that we might not bring contentment to the Creator. How can we always work in a way that we feel His greatness?
If we are talking about the relations between the friends, and from the friends, we turn to the Creator to correct the relationships between us so that our connection, the web between us, will be built, He will build it in such a way where He will start appearing, being revealed. If so, we create, we establish such qualities which are adapted for the revelation of the Creator, suitable. That's all we need to build. We build our relations in the ten, and the Creator is revealed in the relations between us. We have nothing else to do. There's no place where he can be revealed but for the place we build for him. And this is called Shechina, divinity, where the web of connections between us will be suitable for the Creator, so he can reside in this web, this network. There he will be revealed. So we build the Kli, the vessel, this network, and between us. And in that we discover Rosh, Toch, Sof, the entire Paltzuf, all sorts of discernment, and the Creator accordingly is revealed there. That's how he is revealed. And we start feeling between us how we discover him, that we've built the Shechina, divinity, and the Creator is the Shochen, the dweller there, who resides there. We build it. Of course, this is through the reforming light, and the Creator appears there as what fills our neshama, our soul, our vessel, our ten. And this is all practical work within the connection between us. And that's what we must do. And gradually, as we try more and more, sometimes we need to hear about this for several months or years until we begin to understand that this is what needs to be done, nothing else, no other way. And before that, we heard and heard it again, but it wasn't absorbed, and because the will to receive doesn't want to absorb it. I can repeat verbatim what I hear, but to actually make it penetrate my heart, that I can't. So gradually it enters. And the main thing, I repeat, the main thing here is envy. Envy, lust, and honor. Bring one out of the world, he is in, the egoistic world, and into above reason, but it takes time to understand that this is the meaning.
But we have nothing more, David. We have nothing more. There is only one state. I'll say it simply. Faith about reason, it might be confusing, but I'm constantly thinking about how I, through the connection between us in the group, I do good to the Creator. I think about him, about what's good for him, about what is pleasant for him. He wants to be revealed between us? Okay, fine, we will change, we will make a room for you so that you will be able to be revealed among us. Sometimes, using words that Kabbalists define, such as faith above reason, I have no flavor in it for the time being, maybe. So what's faith, what's reason, what is one above the other? I don't have such discernments as yet inside. But in relation to, I mean, I understand the relations between us. Do I have such relations with the friends or not? Are these relations such that the Creator can be revealed in them or not, according to equivalence of form? If we have a certain connection with each other, at least to some degree, if we start, then let us start to discover, do we have between us this force of bestowal or not, on the level of nefesh, maybe even ruach of nefesh, etc. This is the revelation of the Creator to the created being. Inside of the created being is the connection between us. It is the neshama, the soul. That's it.
Tov.
Okay. Well, who should I start with? Turkey 3.
Good morning, my friend is asking. Dear Rav, can you explain fear of heaven? Thank you.
The concept itself is a very high one. I'll say it simply. The fear of heaven, what is it? Practically. That you, in each and everything that you do, through whatever you're doing, You would like to delight the Creator. That's it. Like, let's say, to your mother or to your wife or to your little child, to someone that you love. You are simply thinking all the time about how I, through some action that I'm now performing, how do I give contentment? How do I make it pleasant for the Creator? That's it. This is called in order to bestow.
USA, Norwest.
Yeah, hi, Rav. I think you might have covered some of this answer, but it's about the fear. You know, if you ask me, I have fear. How to make sure that the fear I have is the fear of heaven?
Fear, it's the opposite, that I'm afraid whether my action that I'm now doing, am I giving contentment to the Creator by it or not? Am I doing good to Him by this or not? And this is called fear. That's it. PT 27.
Well, we heard that the Creator is the right web of connections between us.
This is called Shekhinah, divinity. The network of connection between us is called Shekhinah, divinity. And the force that works there, that's the dweller, that's the Creator.
But what does it mean to turn to the Creator, to that web or network? What does it mean to think about it?
Feel the connection between us in the 10, how much this connection is in a nice, good, mutual way between us.
But the action of turning to it, can you explain what that is?
Yes, when we feel that there is a certain connection between us in the 10, and in that connection, we are turning. This is called, you have made me.
What does it mean to turn? Do we feel that there is a connection? What does it mean to turn?
Well, the kind of connection between us, the essence of the connection between us, that's the Creator. He does not exist in any other way. He is not revealed in any other way. Let's make efforts and we will feel it.
Dudi.
Cancelled.
Yes, prinat tira.
Again. Mitam kanal. There is fear on this, since the desire to bestow is against nature. Therefore, here, the fear is because he is afraid that he might not be able to do everything in order to bestow. And the work of creation, which is the purpose of creation that must be revealed to the lower ones, will be cancelled.
This is what I talked about before, and I wanted to recommend to you. Simply, I was asked what is a faith above reason, etc. In all of my actions, I want to think that I want that contentment will come to the Creator out of this. Each and every action, even the smallest one, this is how I want to aim myself. Even if I'm not doing it through the group, all the more so if I can pass it through the group. Thought, concentration, desire, inclination, that in each and every state I want to think about how by that I'm giving contentment to the Creator. That's all. And what does he write here? And then I'm afraid that maybe I won't be able to give contentment, to do in order to bestow, in order to give contentment to the Creator, and then the act of Genesis, of creation, will be cancelled, which is to give contentment. It will be cancelled, what needs to be revealed to the lower ones. So, in the end, when I start like this, each and every moment in my actions towards the 10 and through the 10, in the center of the ten to bestow to the Creator, right? To build a connection between us so that we will be able to discover in the connection between us the Creator, the kind of connection between us that it will be Bo'ue, come and see, Bo'ue, that we build Him. You have made me. In such a way, we reach the revelation of the Creator, bestowing contentment to Him. To the extent we can give contentment to Him, to that extent we discover Him. Friends, it's all very simple, very concrete, in the connection between us. And this is what the Creator now wants with the whole of humanity. And He will do it. It's just that it will come from many more actions. And we need to do it as quickly as possible between us and show it to the whole of humanity.
Раф, вы говорите, что суть связи между нами – это и есть Творец.
You say that the essence of the connection between us is the Creator. So who can we turn to make that connection?
Only to the friends and to the Creator. Only to the friends and to the Creator can you turn. That's it. You have nothing besides that. Don't be so confused. Who else do you have? You have me as the guide who's explaining to you what needs to be done, right? According to the books of Kabbalah. And in order to implement it, to do it, you just have the group and the Creator. That's it. So, whatever you hear and read from the books and hear from me, you have to do it inside of the group until you discover the Creator there between you and you reach adhesion with Him. The world is small, but by you looking and you see infinity there, well, not this infinity of the universe, but the world's olamot, but it is all revealed inside of you to the extent that you build your correct relation to the friends and to the Creator in such a way, only this way. And it's written everywhere. However, we need to try more and more and to determine it.
So, with respect to everyone else, I need to turn to the Creator through thought? Or?
You have to build such forms of relations with the friends that it will be suitable, congruent to the revelation of the Creator. You're building a network of relations in the group so that the Creator can be revealed by this according to equivalence of form. You're building such qualities there in the connection between you, between the friends, that the Creator can already be revealed, even in a minimal way. That is the correction that you have to do. And the Creator wants to do it. Why? Because by this you have built Him. You made Him. You have become parts of Him. Truly. To attain eternity, wholeness, perfection. This is your spiritual work, to build a place for the revelation of the Creator, or to build a place such that the form of that place, the quality of that place, the essence of this place will be the Creator. Because without that, the Creator does not exist. From some higher degree, which we cannot detect, cannot identify, if you build relations between you, which are in order to bestow above your ego, then you are building such states between you out of the work that you are doing on your ego in order to bestow to one another, that the Creator is revealed there. There is some force, I don't know where it is, on a totally different dimension. We don't know where. We, the created beings, cannot attain Him. This is how He is revealed. With respect to us, He's only revealed in such a way. Come and see. Bo'ue, Bo'ue, Creator. And outside of that, never.
Муван?
Is that clear?
Мы все вместе как бы собираемся и просим у кого-то, или как это происходит?
So we all gather and ask, how does it happen?
You build such relations between you, such that, so that these relations bring you the form of the Creator. How is this done? Discuss this between you. How should you relate to each other so that apparently this is the form of the Creator, the image of the Creator, and if it doesn't work, turn to Him. You're trying to build it, but it doesn't work. Nice? That is the true prayer. And for sure you'll be rewarded with an answer. You'll start to feel how much suddenly you're changing inside of these relations, what comes your way, and for sure you'll get all kinds of conflicts and problems, but it is coming from the Creator in order for you to correct your relations with greater congruence with Him. And this is how we advance. Left, right, left, right. This is how we advance.
Now, what is the act of creation?
The Creator created the will to receive, right? And He prepared that in such a way that this will to receive can reach identification with Him, with the intention to bestow, that it acquires from the Creator through prayer, by turning to Him, by asking.
Can I be more precise in my question? I want to ask about Genesis, the act of creation. Where is it in the spiritual map, what we learn of?
The act of creation of Genesis exists in our will to receive. That's it. Which is the opposite of the Creator, and we have to correct it so as to be in order to be still. Nahariya.
Rav, tell me please, why is this spiritual work, why does it seem to me so annoying, I just don't want it, and why does it seem so simple, why is it hidden?
Because we don't want to do it, to implement what is required of us. And it's natural, it's normal, because we only live inside of the will to receive, we can't understand anything else. So much so that we don't even understand. This is in order to receive. It's just a desire until we discover that it is all in order to receive. And where is that boundary, this limit beyond which we can say that it is going to be in order to bestow? Until we detect this, and it's only in the group to the extent that I can start to feel whether I am only working for the sake of the group and not for the sake of myself, that I have in the group a difference between where I am and thinking about myself versus the group, and I can think about them in a way that is disconnected from myself. Then out of that, I start to receive an impression of what spirituality might be, what in order to bestow might be. What does it mean above reason? That inside of the group, I cut in such a way, is it for myself or is it for the friends? And then, bit by bit, more and more, I want to shift, to move myself inside, seemingly to be for the friends, devotion, soul devotion for the friends and for the Creator.
Hello, we are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 3, Part 8, the Ten Sefirot of the World of Atzilut. You may find the study materials on kabbalah.info/eng.
We're starting to study together now. According to the decision of the friends, I did not make this decision. This is what most of them told me, that they think that we should study test part 8 and start with that. In truth, in test we have 16 parts, and to start from the part 6, that's in the middle. It is, well, quite something. I mean, is it not too advanced on the one hand? On the other hand, this eighth part is a very special part that starts the correction. The thing is that the entire act of creation, what the Creator does with us, it is divided into two parts. One part is the construction of the kli, the neshama, the soul, and the preparation of the soul for correction. And this is explained in the study of the ten sefirot in the first eight parts. The seventh part is the shattering of the kli. And the eighth part that now we will try to start studying, it already speaks about the correction. How the world of Atzilut is established, and it corrects the Kelim. It corrects its system so that through the system it can correct the Kelim. And as a result of that, Adam HaRishon is created. And the way that he reaches his correction. And it all starts with part 8 and onward in the study of the Ten Sefirot. Let's try to study it. The most important thing, I believe, is that it depends on the intention, that the entire Torah that we study is in order to draw to us the reforming light. And this is why we nevertheless have to study the study of the Ten Sefirot at least each day, for half an hour, 45 minutes, as much as possible.
And out of that, we will also feel how much we are advancing. And it's not the wise who learns. It doesn't matter how much we understand. What's important is how much during the study we're trying to think about our correction. And let's start. Item 1.
Прошу прощения, так а все желания, они должны пройти вот этот вот как бы, ну, процесс. Сначала они умерщвляются, а потом...
Must all desires go through this process? First they die, and then...
All of the desires need to go through that process. All of the desires. All of the desires that previously existed in a single clique called the soul of Adam HaRishon, and they shattered. Now each and every one corrects himself in a ten, with his ten, and by that they accumulate two partsufim. And these partsufim accumulate to a single partsuf called Adam, similar to the Creator.
Turki 3.
My friend's question. Is it Atzilut of Asiya world that we are talking about?
האם זה אצילות שבעולם העשייה? זה העולם שאנחנו מדברים עליו?
The world of Asiya is the world of Asiya. The world of Atzilut is the world of Atzilut. If you learnt Pticha, then you also learnt about these worlds, the world of Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. So, in the world Asiya, Yetzira, and Bria, we don't have light of Chochmah. What we have there is considered dead. And whoever is above the world of Bria in the world of Atzilut is considered alive.
Itafo.
Rav, una domanda da Luigi, è una domanda anche mia. Come fa un morto ad elevarsi da Atzilut senza che abbia la luce all'interno?
A question both from Luigi and from me. How can the dead rise from the Atzilut without having inner light?
He's in the group, he's in the ten, he connects with all his friends, he's all still entirely to receive, and that's why he's considered dead. And he asks with his friends together to have the light of Chokhmah shine upon them. That means that they want to be revived. The light of Chokhmah influences them and raises them to the world of Bia, to the world of Atzilut. And that's considered that they're revived from the dead. And they are fulfilled by the upper light with the presence of the Creator that shines in them. And to the extent they're fulfilled with the Creator, they are at adhesion with the Creator to a certain extent, but they are already adhered. Go ahead.
What does it mean to work for the public, to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation?
Anything that advances them towards the end of correction. Because if you do something that will not advance towards correction, then you did nothing. You even possibly caused harm. Let's say if you now cure the whole world. Let's say you have a cure in your pocket and all the world will be cured. Are you doing them good by that or not? Meaning, as of today, what they feel themselves as being ill, that's a result, all in all, a combination of healthy... it's a combination of the forces of the created beings and the forces of the Creator. That the desire of the Creator is for the world to be this way, will seem this way to you. It's possible that he who flaws does it with his own flaws. How do you know if it's correct or not? So there are many things to measure here before you do something. So it turns out there's only one thing here. If you do it in order to bestow upon the created beings, meaning that it means that you advance them to the mutual qualities of bestowal, then by that they draw upon themselves the light that reforms, and then they feel their life in an ascent. Only that way you can benefit the created beings, or in other words, through dissemination. You have nothing else to do with the created beings other than dissemination, meaning to organize them to somehow start awakening upon themselves the upper light. And this is only in order for them to advance, to come closer to one another. Meaning other than Aravut, there's nothing else to do. Yeah, clear?
Yes, so I should organize the public in a way that they will know, they'll come closer to each other and then they'll extend the light upon themselves?
Yes, even if you want no to continue the light, you'll organize it in such a way that the light, to the extent you'll participate with one another, come closer to one another, the light will influence them more.
And then, what are these two virtues he writes about first, that this, each person in the world will accept this work?
Because you do good to them. What are you doing bad to them? No. Also, according to the fact that you do all kinds of actions to bring them closer to one another, you're actually doing good to them. And also, by awakening the light that reforms.
Okay, and then what is the second condition, that this mitzvah may better qualify him to observe Torah and mitzvot?
Lishma, yes, that you advance them towards spirituality too, maybe in a long path for the time being, but still they're advancing. Meaning you have nothing more to do. Now you'll be told, let's now do something with the climate, or let's hand out bread to everyone or do something else. No, Leave this for the other organizations. We need to do only one thing. To explain that connection between everyone is the only form that will bring us towards goodness. Because it is in that same tendency as all of nature is. It's drawn to connection, to unity. Nature is drawn to unity. Go on, Dudi.
Who exactly does a person qualify? He qualifies himself or he qualifies others?
Where does it say that?
That this mitzvah is what qualifies him better.
Yes, I think this is about the others.
Meaning the others, I have to qualify them or myself. Who does a person correct?
No, this qualifies him. It qualifies the one that does this. And when he does this and this not for his own benefit, then of course, this, yes, qualifies him, this commandment that now he keeps, it qualifies him, it advances him, in short, towards the goal.
And what about others? Does he qualify others, or is it an illusion that it's only to qualify himself?
No, for the others, you influence the others in dissemination. When you explain to them what's for their own benefit, you also qualify. But most important, these actions are upon you, whoever does it. So this, he's saying that this action itself qualifies him.
Action of dissemination works on the others or on myself or...
Without the person, without doing an action of dissemination, you won't have a way to advance. Because then you join the one you disseminate to yourself, and then through their achap, you draw the light that reforms. By that, you rise. We cannot rise upwards if we don't pull more people with us.
And how, by disseminating to him, coming out to him, do I receive from him?
A deficiency. How much can I explain this? You go out to the general or to the wide public, you're included with their deficiency. You raise that above in order to fulfill them. And then you have contact with the Creator, meaning he raises you to the extent that you got mud. And then you bring down mud and you raise others. And it enters your partsuf, and by that you rise, by that you, as if, expand, you have a more corrected will to receive with respect to the upper light. Everything that joins you through dissemination, it's yours. Go on.
61. One does not live for oneself, but for the whole chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of life to the whole chain. Again, one does not live for oneself, but for the whole chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of life to the whole chain.
Again.
Мы видим, как человек, как ребенок приходит в школу, он не знает, как решить какую-то задачку, ему объясняют ее по шагам делать.
Rav, we see how when a child comes to school, he doesn't know how to solve a problem, so he's being explained, do this and this according to the stages. If he can't do it, check it again, and then he succeeds. When we go out to disseminate, when someone wants to eat, he has health problems or with the family or something, we're telling him you have to connect properly. And in whatever way we explain it, in a psychological way or scientific way, people don't relate these things together. He's saying, my hand is aching, and we tell him, you have to connect. All these explanations are above him. He can't tie these things together. Why is it so?
свыше именно такого подхода?
Where's the beauty and the uniqueness of this approach? What should a person do in the end? Because they cannot relate the cause and the consequence of what's going on with them.
All of the problems that are revealed in all of the world, they're revealed because we fail, we neglect our work, that we are not passing on to them the upper light. That's how we need to see ourselves. That is why also what we're spreading, this knowledge that we need to connect, we're not pressuring and we're not really pushing it on them, because you can't. Of course they won't be able to hear. They won't be able to hear. It is slowly accepted in them generally that all of the world will feel this way, that it's at a dead end and there's no choice, nothing to do, another pandemic, something else, a few more things along the way, and then we'll begin to understand, all of us, the entire world, that the solution is that and only that. It'll also be easier for us to explain. And we too will advance this way. We'll advance to them and they'll hear this from us even more, because they'll see that nothing else is helping. And we'll be able to explain to them that the general force of nature, which is completely global, and therefore if we go to it, we'll come closer to it, it will be beneficial.
Я немножко уточню, но тут вот тут вопрос, тут не хватает еще какой-то.
I'd like to make it clear. My question is, are we missing some precision in our explanation or examples? Or what we're missing is a principle thing, say a force from above or a force from us, that will make this connection inside people?
That we will still go out to the world and want to explain to them the general form that's happening. By that, we awaken the upper light, and it brings us the mind and the emotion for everyone, for us and for them, and we begin to comprehend more and more this general form of this round world that specifically exists that way. We have to continue, especially now.
Tel Aviv 2.
Tel Aviv 2.
Thank you, Rav. Maybe you just answered, but I'll ask anyhow. What should be the right intention in dissemination?
We want, through the world, to give contentment to the Creator, to bring to Him, to connection to Him, to adhesion to Him, all of the created beings. And we don't demand anything in return, nothing, only to be the ones that do this in a way that no one will even know about it. We don't want to receive any assent or any reward for it. Today we learned the study of the Ten Sefirot. And I ask, maybe you should send in some way so that we'll know, what is your response? What do you want? What would you like to change in this study? We'll learn this daily. Well, let's say from 4 to 5. Or maybe less, maybe 15 minutes. We'll learn Taas, part 8. So it's preferable that we will not forget that for this study we need to connect the intention. And the intention, in order to know, like Bala Sulam writes in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item Kuf Nun Hei, 155, the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 155, he writes there that by people learning the study of the Ten Sefirot and by truly wanting to know, with even if they don't know, they're drawn to it, and by that they awaken the lights that reform the surrounding lights. So let's not forget that we also need this intention, besides to give contentment through the friends to the Creator. Well, and let's see now what Moscow One has.
Rav, yes, the friends had a question. For many years, we're having a summary after the morning lesson for 15 minutes. Each one says what he wrote. Maybe someone has some praise or a direction to the day. What's the right way to summarize the lesson in the 10? Can you tell us?
Nope, you need to decide yourselves. You mean the lesson summary? The lesson summary is to what extent we tried and succeeded in being connected throughout the lesson between us. That from this connection between us, from this feeling here inside, I relate to the study, to everything. Through the group, I look at the world. Because I'll later on discover the group as the